Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Turkey has been a traditional main dinner at Christmas time for hundreds of years, eaten all over the world with roast potatoes, Brussels sprouts, stuffing, the whole nine yards. But where did this tradition originate, and why turkey? Christmas Day is rapidly approaching, and many people are eagerly anticipating the festive season. Christmas is a special holiday which brings families together around the world, and while many people look forward to the act of giving and receiving presents, one of the most exciting parts is always the festive feast. When it comes to Christmas dinner, there are many key components which make up the perfect meal, and one of the most popular items for many families is turkey. Turkey is now seen as the centerpiece of many Christmas dinners, and most people's first choice meat during the festive season. But it wasn't always the most common meat in the UK. But where do turkeys come from? Turkeys, it may not surprise you to hear, are not native to the UK. They arrived in the UK in the early 16th century, around 1524 according to the Chronicle of the Kings of England. Some say that nearly 500 years ago in 1526, William Strickland acquired sized turkeys from American traders while on his travels. It is alternatively said that the British merchants bought them from Spanish conquistadors who bought the birds back from Mexico, where they had been domesticated from the wild species over many years by indigenous Mexicans. The Norfolk black turkey breed is thought to be directly descended from this early turkey breed. The Norfolk black was bred in the UK for over 200 years before eventually being transported back to the Americas with European colonists. However, the breed has gradually declined in popularity and is now relatively rare in both the UK and the USA. Although in the 16th century, turkey was very expensive, as turkey farms spread across the UK eating turkey at Christmas took in popularity. But it wasn't until the 19th century that turkey became the standard Christmas dinner fare for families around the UK. Before turkeys came to Britain, people often used larger birds such as geese, boars, chicken and cows during the festive period, but these gradually became less popular. Turkey became increasingly popular for farmers as they believed it would be a more cost-effective method than other meats. Farmers benefited from keeping chickens and cows alive longer and were able to produce more eggs and milk than ever before. While turkey increased in popularity throughout the 16th century, it's widely believed that King Henry VIII was the man that catapulted their meat into the public domain at Christmas. Henry swapped out his usual goose for a Norfolk blackberry bird, and by 1573, turkey started to reach more households. When did exactly turkey become popular? Turkey grew in popularity in the 17th century, however it wasn't readily available in the average family or household until the 20th century, and it was seen as a relatively luxury and a special treat to be served exclusively during the season of Christmas. Turkey is thought to have become more readily available since the 1950s, and it was at this point that it established itself as a staple in the UK. Prior to this, common meats in the UK included roast swan, pheasants and peacocks. What other meats, though, are popular on Christmas Day? It was recently estimated that around 10 million turkeys are consumed each Christmas in the UK, making it the most popular meat at Christmas time. While turkey is the dominant meat during the festive season, others such as ham, beef, chicken, goose and pork can also be popular additions to a Christmas banquet. But what did we eat before turkey on Christmas Day? For much of British history, food eaten at Christmas was very similar to food eaten at other feasts and celebrations. Medieval monks would celebrate by spending money on rare and expensive spices to add to their pies, fishes and offal. As mentioned previously, before the arrival of turkey, boar was a particularly popular option. Stuffed boar's head was served as a Christmas centrepiece in England from the medieval period right up until the Tudor times. In the medieval period, pottage, a thick stew, would be served in a trencher in wealthy households at special occasions, including Christmas. A trencher was a hollowed-out loaf of stale bread, which would be filled with pottage or many other stews. After the turkey was introduced to the UK, it grew in popularity as a Christmas meat. By the Georgian era, turkey was almost as popular as goose, and would be eaten at Christmas quite frequently. However, it wasn't until the Victorian era when turkey finally began to become the most eaten meat at Christmas. Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol famously features Scrooge asking a poor homeless child to help him buy Bob Cratchit's the prize turkey hanging in the window of the butcher's. Castle's Dictionary of Cookery from 1883 notes that the turkey is highly esteemed and usually commands a high price, especially at Christmas, when most extravagant prices are often demanded and obtained for large, well-fed birds. Turkeys were also used as part of the Christmas pie, an intricate dish which first popularized in the Georgian era. This extravagant dish involved stuffing a pigeon inside a chicken, which was then stuffed inside a turkey, which was then stuffed inside a goose. This turducken-style pie remained popular well into the Victorian era. What alternative Christmas dinners are there? In recent years, there have been an increased movement to promote veganism, with campaigners and scientists all raising awareness on the benefits of a plant-based diet. Christmas can prove a challenging time to incorporate a vegan diet, but there are plenty of Christmas dinner alternatives out there which are useful. Supermarkets over in the UK, such as Aldi, offer a no-turkey crown with vegan bacon, whereas UK-based supermarket Morrison's offer a vegan vegetable Wellington, while Tesco even offers a ready-made vegan Christmas dinner box for two people. And, you know, whether you eat turkey for Christmas or eat something else, I hope your Christmas dinner is filled with joy and great company, as it should be. And well, that wraps up Christmas 2022 for this year. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to produce more episodes in the run-up to the big day, as my family unfortunately have caught COVID, so trying to get something recorded has proved rather tricky. I'll be back sometime in 2023 with all new episodes, and to start off Season 3 of the Kringle Talks Christmas podcast. Two seasons done already. I'll be very honest with you guys, I wasn't sure that I'd even make it to the end of this season. But with the help of other great podcasters around the Christmas Podcast Network, it's filled me with a lot of Christmas joy, and to be able to produce podcasts for you month on month has been a real joy for me. I'll end this, guys, by saying thank you to everyone that has listened over the year. It's meant a lot to me. I appreciate your time always and hope to see you all in the next year. Another big shout out to Brian L from the Christmas Past podcast for taking time out to sit and have a chat with me. Hopefully over the next year I'll be able to invite other podcasters on and get their perspective of Christmas. So whatever you're doing on the big day, I do hope it's a great day. So from me to you guys, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Christmas Talks, which is KRISTMAS Talks. And until next year, take care. Bye-bye.